Get the best deals, the hottest phones at Domain, your mobile destination. Text Bert Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au.
He's on the spot.
He certainly is, Trev. Apple unveiled three new iPhones, as you knew they would. You're there in the heart of it. How were they received?
Look, very well thus far, but I think the biggest problem we've got in Australia and probably partially around the world is the price of these things. These are the most expensive iPhones ever. The most expensive is $2,300 and something. The least expensive is $1,229. So they're not missing you when it comes to price, unfortunately.
What's the standout for you, mate? Because let's face it, the last couple of years it's got a better camera. So is there any possible things in there that stands out to you as well? Okay, that's a little bit different.
Look, I think the smartest thing they've done is they've taken what was an impressive phone with the iPhone X and they've added colour. So you can now get an iPhone XR, which is, I'm going to say the affordable one, but it's, you know, starts at $1,200, and it comes in six colours. There's a yellow, a blue, a peach, a red, a white, and a black. And I think that will sell very well. A lot of people like to have something different, and when there's only two colours available, you really don't have much choice. So yes, the camera's better. Yes, they're faster. But I think the XR is going to be very appealing because it's so colourful.
Okay. Is there any, we were just saying, is there any whiz-bang feature that you're completely blown away by for the more expensive ones?
No. It's just big.
Wow.
I mean, it's a beautiful screen. It's an amazing screen. It does look great. But I actually think that, and, you know, I think they'll still sell a lot of them, but when you see the XR, the colourful one, which doesn't have as good a quality screen and only has a single lens camera, it's actually a really good phone. I mean, there's no reason why you wouldn't have that phone. So it's I think for people that actually go on value and try and spend their dollars as opposed to just signing up on whatever plan they can, the most affordable one is actually probably the better one.
It's interesting, Trevor, isn't it? Because, I mean, really that was one of Jobs' big standouts and it's like they're continuing it. If you can't improve it technically, improve it aesthetically.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt. So the what they essentially did last year was say with the iPhone X, this thing has no home button. By the way, there's no new iPhone that has a home button. So that's gone.
Right.
That little round button at the bottom of the iPhone that's been there for many years is gone. It's dead and buried. It's only available in older model phones now. So they took a bit of a risk last year with the 10. I think it was well received and they've gone, okay, let's go all in. This is the way of the future. And adding the colours is the best way to enhance that and get people's attention.
So, okay, you really are, the market is for people that really love to be onto the latest and the greatest. But for the rest of us, our phones are working just fine. Our photos are just fine. So there really doesn't seem to be too much need to race out and be a part of this.
No, and a lot of people will be surprised by what I'm about to tell you, but Apple talked a lot today about making products that last longer. They talked about how the iPhone 5C, which was a, I'm going to, 5S, sorry, which is a 2013 phone, will still run the very latest operating system that they've built. So they're essentially saying to people, we're cool with you holding on phones for a longer time. And that's probably their offset to the fact that they're so expensive now.
Mm.
Yes. Yeah, okay. That makes it. I've got a mate who's still on a 5S.
There you go. The other one, though, is the Apple Watch, and we got a little bit excited when we heard that it will text someone if you fall over. Is there anything else that we should be excited about?
I think there's two things. That so if you fall over and you're immobile, you don't move for a minute, it immediately calls 000 and texts someone in your emergency contacts. Now, just think about that for the elderly, let alone those average Joes out there.
Mm.
But the other thing is, it's got an ECG on it. So you can open an app and hold your finger on the crown, you know, the little dial on the side of the watch, and it does an ECG, an electrocardiogram. And I thought, oh, this is going to be interesting. How is this going to be received by health professionals? It's been endorsed by the FDA in the States and the Heart Association. So
this is
serious, like a device you wear on your wrist that can do an ECG. For people with heart issues, that's phenomenal.
Mm.
Gee, so it's not just a gimmick. It's a real health tool.
Spot on. Yeah, no, that's the fear, right? You can't say something like we can do ECGs if it's going to give erratic results.
Right.
So they've got it endorsed by the right people. It's the real deal.
I like that. I don't like the falling over thing, mate. I have an ambulance at my house every 15 minutes on Friday night.
It's true, Trev. Yep.
And in my emergency context, 10, you'll be going.
I know. How much is this watch that I'm not going to buy him?
The watch starts at 599. The Australian dollar hasn't worked in our favour this year, unfortunately. It's gone pretty pear-shaped. So 599 starting price for the watch.
Christmas more like not 799 far away,
for the one people will buy.
So, okay.
Not far away, yeah. Christmas, mate.
Thank you, Trev. Amazing stuff. Appreciate your time.
No problem.
Bye.
There's Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au. Everything for the man. Check out his website.
If you look at the upside, it'll give you another reason to ignore my Friday night texts.
Okay, we're fam. Daniel and Steve.